group searching for new members or looking to promote your upcoming event, head to the City of Wanneroo's Community Directory and register your group today. The online directory can be found at wanneroo.wa.gov.au/community-directory.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
G'day, mate.
Oh, g'day.
You're drinking orange juice too.
Yep. Nice drop, don't you reckon?
Yeah, good colour. Excellent nose.
Yep, the choice for the discerning designated driver.
Good one.
I'm Davo, by the way.
Hey, Davo, Mike Hussey.
Yeah? Must be hell having the same name as a famous Aussie crick. Oh, jeez, you're the Mike Hussey, aren't you?
Just call me Huss, mate.
Oh, jeez, Huss.
Let me shout you another OJ.
Oh, they're free for designated drivers here, Huss.
I'll get you two then.
Oh, you're a legend.
A message from RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving.
Sponsorship of community radio is effective and it's incredibly cheap. For more information, go to 897fm.com.
The following program may contain coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, dude, are you like hella stoked for next year's drama to come on?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's like a mix of The Story So Far and Knuckle Pop.
Oh, so tight.
I know, dude.
Prescription at the drugstore. I remember it's the first time that I realized
I'm getting old and life is a nightmare. I'm getting old, I just found my first gray hair. Nobody cares, cause all the kids in today's pop punk scene were born after 1999.
Hello, good evening, and welcome again to Shades of Punk. Don Rowe with you on 89.7 FM. Hope you enjoyed the Best of Oz. Just now, Kim puts in a lot of effort. Excuse me, I've got a cough. I was saying, Kim puts in a lot of effort into that show, and I think it really shows. So, hope you enjoyed it. Great show. And if you heard me join Lee Selby last night in the 90s spin, I hope you enjoyed that one as well. So, a big thank you to Lee for hosting me. We had a great fun putting a bunch of 90s music together from essentially my back catalogue. So a lot of stuff that Lee hadn't heard, and we were having a good chat between the songs and about the stuff that she was enjoying and that was a little outside her wheelhouse, but it was good fun. And I hope you've had a lovely Anzac Day. I hope you paid your respects at some point today and maybe managed a barbecue or some friends over, or maybe even you managed to set yourself some leave for tomorrow so you got a nice four-day weekend, which would be nice. And before you get into that long weekend, let's get back onto some punk tonight, 90s or otherwise. Actually, in fact, we're spanning, I think, 47 years this evening, and there's nearly three dozen tracks in the playlist tonight. I managed to include, I think, about half a dozen, not intentionally, just listening to them and adding them to the list, but I think there's like at least six that are shorter than 2 minutes, so I suppose we better get cracking and listen to some songs. I've got some Destroy Boys up for you first. It's from, it just was released as a single. Their last album was 2021, and they've released three singles since then, but we haven't got a new LP off of them just yet. But I think this is their second latest single that was released late last year. It's called Shadow, bracket, I'm Breaking Down. It's one of my favourite tracks from them, so we'll start there. They're out of Sacramento in California. Destroy Boys, you're on 89.7 FM.
Like clouds pass over the sun, thoughts flow like a
haven't played The Clash in a while. That one goes back to 1977. It was released in the UK as a non-album single and didn't actually appear on their debut album in the UK, but was on the 1979 version of the same album in the US. The album was their self-titled that was released by the band, and that one's called Clash City Rockers. Knuckle Puck, before that one's Stuck in Our Ways from their Shapeshifter album in 2017. And now that frog in my throat has stopped trying to kill me, I can actually talk to you properly. I was just going to say, if you're enjoying anything on the show tonight, or you would like to hear something, maybe you've got a theme you want me to try and put a show together around, hit me up on the text line 0418 897 897, or just send me a message via the website. If you're listening online, you can jump on 897fm.com.au, and there's a contact us link there at the top of the page. You can send me a message that way too. We've got a brand new one, yeah, pretty brand new, up for you next. It's off of Sum 41's latest album, Heaven and Hell, released a little earlier this year. This, I believe, is probably one of the Heaven tracks, which would imply the pop-punk side of them, the Hell being more of their metal influences. This one is called Dopamine, so maybe, if you haven't heard this one, again, send me a message, tell me what you're thinking. Enjoy. Sum 41, 897 FM.
You said you did it for the dopamine. You didn't mean to leave me so fucked up. You did it for the dopamine. And could it be that I'm just not enough? It's so hard to accept that you're gone and that's it. You did it for the dopamine, and it didn't mean anything at all.
Did you know your station sponsor, City of Joondalup, has 33 venues to hire for meetings and functions? The facilities range in size, functionality and location, so there is a venue to suit most of your needs. For more information on venue hire, visit joondalup.wa.gov.au.
You're at work in the crane moving large chunks of concrete. Your boss is trying to tell you something, but you just can't hear him. It's hard sometimes trying to get your message across when there's too much noise.
Community radio is different.
Sponsorship of Community Radio not only gets your product or service out there to the local community, it also supports a vital local voice for many. Plus, it's very cost effective. For details on sponsorship with 89.7 FM, contact the station on...
Essentials there for you. I think that one was NoFX with Fleas from Punkin Droblik in 1994, and then some hardcore punk for you early on in 1982. That's Discharge from the Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing album. That one was Drunk with Power, And I think listening to Disturge, you can hear folks where folks like Metallica and Slayer and Anthrax and thrash metal like that got their some of their inspiration from. I've got a band called Dogleg up for you next from their one and only LP that they've released. They're out of Detroit in Michigan. They've got a couple of EPs available as well. This one's from 2020. The album's called Melee. It's Dogleg. The song is called Wrist. You're on 89.7 FM. This is Shades of Punk.
I don't want to be far, something bad, something bad. crazy, you're not allowed to be the one who gets stupid over you. Lazy, laid back, maybe you're just on crack. Why am I the one who gets fucked up and confused?
From Dude Ranch back in 1997, that's Blink-182 and Enthused. And an Australian band out of Adelaide, Exploding White Mice, before that one. The song's called Worry About Nothing, from their debut, Brute Force and Ignorance. And they actually got their, I think I've mentioned this before, but I like the tale. It's the Exploding White Mice got their name from a 70s, maybe an 80s movie. It's called Rock and Roll High School, in which a lab mouse explodes spontaneously once it's heard music from the Ramones. And I guess the guy thought that was a nice way to sort of pay tribute to the fact that Ramones probably influenced what they were doing, and also quite a cool name. Going to slow it down a little bit. I think the last three or four songs have been pretty fast, sort of skate punky type stuff, so we'll change pace a little bit. We're staying in Australia though, we're in Melbourne. This is a band called Kiss Chasey. They were up and about in sort of the mid-2000s, I think was probably when we got most of their really popular stuff, and this is probably the most popular album. It's called Hymns for the Non-Believer. This song is called Tiny Plastic Cup, and you're on 89.7 FM. This is Kiss Chasey.
Cup. In a tiny plastic cup. Sally really loves your class, but she's lacking in confidence. She stopped doing her homework because, well, she says she's no good at it. What can we do to get her excited again?
Every single day, teacher education graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
Sponsorship of community radio is effective and it's incredibly cheap. For more information, go to 897fm.com.au.
from This Addiction in 2010. That's Alkaline Trio with Those Lungs. And just before the break, there was Simple Plan there from No Pads, No Helmets, Just Balls back in 2002. The song's called When I'm With You. And I've got some Kid Capici up for you next. It's a band out of Hastings in East Sussex. The song's called Subaru. And I've listened to the album, I've heard the song before, but I actually had to look up the meaning because I think it's a cultural reference. Subarus in the UK are associated differently than they are here or maybe in the US. And it seems that the Subaru in this context implies the owner is either a thug or like a drug dealer or someone that you don't want to mess with. So think about that when you're listening to the lyrics on this one. And we'll check it out. Kid Capici, the song called Subaru. It's off of their 2024 album, There Goes to the Neighborhood. You're on 89.7 FM. This is Shades of Punk. London Riot Girls, that's Dream Nails from their self-titled in 2020. It's called DIY, obviously do it yourself. Polaris before that one, out of Sydney, Australian band. It's off their latest album released last year. It's called Fatalism, and that one is Dissipate. The album actually released 1st of September last year, and by the week beginning the 11th of September, it had jumped straight into the ARIA charts and straight into number one. So that is... probably, in my opinion, one of last year's best Australian albums, particularly for the sort of music you'll hear on this show. And Kid Capici there before the break. I still don't know exactly what the Subaru reference is, but it seems from listening to the rest of the lyrics that the brother driving a Subaru means he's a problem physically. Probably going to beat up the guy or even kill him, perhaps. Before we go to the break, I just want to remind folks that we are here at 89.7, a community organised and driven radio station. We rely entirely on our sponsors and fundraisers that come through membership. So we do have a good number of listener members, and the number is growing. So we want to say thank you very much to those people that have jumped on board and helped keep 89.7 FM up and running. Listener memberships are available on an annual basis for $35. The membership link at the top of our webpage, 897fm.com.au, is very easy to find. The instructions on the page are super simple, and listener membership will get you a 897FM tote bag on joining and entry into our monthly prize draws to win the Grazie gift hampers. This one, April's draw was done yesterday, last night, while I was with Lee on the 90s Spin Show, and that's where it'll turn up at the end of each month. So last Wednesday of the month, 6 to 8, is when the draw is going to be on 90s Spin with Lee Selby. And you're also in the draw to go into an annual prize drawn at our Christmas party, travel voucher valued at $1,500. Went to a very worthy winner at our last Christmas party. Congratulations, Betty. I said it on the night, but I think you're probably one of the best people of all to win that one. And yeah, well worth doing. For $35 a year, it's very little money, and you help us out a lot. It means we can do things like maintain the servers, update them to new machines. We've just fairly recently got some nice funky new monitors in the radio station, and you can help us with things like mixer desks, providing funds for outside broadcasts and that kind of thing. It's all really worthwhile, so hopefully you can get on board if you're not already. And before we go, before we go to the break, I've got a cover up for you next, which I found just this week. It's a cover of a Bad Brains song. The song's called The Regulator, and it was just done, was sort of organized within sort of 36 hours over text, recorded in a couple of takes at Studio 606. And if you know what that one is, you'll know who's coming up next. That's the studio that belongs to the Foo Fighters, and this one is a collaboration between Dave Grohl and Charlie Benanti and Scott Ian from Anthrax. Both were in the studio at the same time, I think it was Scott that messaged Dave and said, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Are you rehearsing again? Do you want to get together and record something? And he said, yeah, let's do it. So I'm going to, it's only a minute and 10 seconds long, so I'm going to play the original first for you, and we're going to go to the break, and then I will play the cover. They've called themselves JBI, which is just Grohl, Benanti and Ian, and the song's called The Regulator. It's by Bad Brains, originally from 1982. Check it out, 89.7 FM.
Business a unique position right here. For more information on how 89.7 FM can grow your business, go to 89.7fm.com.au.
The Community File.
Writing for the Disabled Capricorn Group is a not-for-profit organization that has been operating in Pinjar area for over 10 years. They service the needs of the wider community, offering therapeutic horse riding lessons to people of varying abilities. RDA Capricorn is desperate for more volunteers. You don't need to have any experience with horses, as they offer training and other roles that are not horse-related, like gardening, cleaning, administration. There would be something for those handy people in the community. Lessons run Monday through Saturday, with the latter of which being their busiest day of the week. If you are 14 years or over and wish to have some horsey fun with their wonderful and diverse riders, please get in touch with the office via email office@rdacapricorn.com.au for more information. Volunteer induction days are available at the beginning of each term. You can also check them out at their Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
The following program may contain coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Tune in every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4pm on 89.7 FM with Chris Webb. He is affectionately known as the local yokel.
Work came out swinging.
And you're listening to Shades of Punk with Don Rowe
on 89.7 FM.
Dave Grohl and a couple of members of Anthrax, Charlie Benanti and Scott Ian, they're covering the Regulator by Bad Brains, which I played the original just before the break as well, only a minute or so long, so worth putting both of them in there, I think. We're back in Australia, into Melbourne. Got a song called Fairly Floss for you. It's from an album called Green Lotus Blooms in 2022, and the band is called Paperweight. You're on 89.7 FM. This is Shades of Punk.
Shut up, crazy twirling in my head.
Rewind.
It's a band called Spiritual Cramp out of San Francisco in California. Been around since about 2016, and that one was from their latest album, their self-titled from last year. They wrote like nearly 50 songs for it, apparently, and whittled it down to about 22 for the final list, and then just under a dozen, 10 I think it was, for the album. So hopefully they've got like a bit of a backlog there, then they can get some more stuff out for us soon as well. That one's called City on Fire. And I mentioned Paperweight before. That one, Fairly Floss from Green Lotus Blossoms. Gonna take it a bit chill now. We're going over to Manchester. This is a band called Power Waves. A song's called Easy from Who Am I in 2021. And I think we're gonna keep it there. The two replacements is to follow, and that's gonna be quite a chill one as well. So if you need a cup of tea or something, just a bit of a break, maybe this is the time for it. Just a few minutes to chill out. You're on 89.7 FM. This is Shades of Punk.
Close your eyes, act surprised. It took its time. I know it's now your birthday. Oh my God, I don't believe. How can it be that you're alive at the same time as me?
Food. Used to live at home, now I stay. house. And everybody wants to be special here. They call you. Thank you.
station sponsor.
Business, science, nursing. In every industry, there's a key thing employers are looking for. Creative thinking. It empowers you to overcome obstacles, sparks new ideas, and makes your voice cut through the noise. And at ECU, it's embedded in our teaching and learning. Study with flexibility and level up your career with creative thinking. Search ECU Postgrad and apply now. ECU, creative thinkers made here.
The Community File.
Are you interested in gardening? The Girraween Community Garden is looking for new members to join us for gardening and social activities. We are located behind the Girraween Library. Contact Wendy at girraweengarden@gmail.com or on the garden's Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Don Rowe with you on 89.7 FM this evening. Shades of Punk, thanks for joining me. I hope you're enjoying what we've had so far. I'm here for another 40 minutes or so. Just before the break there was Grade 2. Its song's called It's a Mad World, Baby. They're out of Isle of Wight in the UK. Been around for just over a decade now, and that one's from their self-titled from last year. And The Replacements before that one, Here Comes a Regular. Originally, it was released in 1985 on the album Tim, and I've got it as part of their best of. That album is called Don't You Know Who I Think I Was. I think I got that right. Don't You Know Who I Think I Was. Yes, that's right. 2006 was the best of was released. I've got some super love for you. We're going to stay in the UK. They're from Bristol. This one is from their Colours album in 2022. It's called Save Yourselves. Check it out. You're on 89.7 FM.
They don't give a shit. They see my life and they think it's sick. I think this world is making me ill. Watching the news, I don't know what's real. I think I'd rather like to die young as the world go up and watch as it burns. Yeah, right now it's real hard to breathe, 'cause the world. You should save yourselves. I like to spend the days on my own. Go on a walk and or take my phone. Some days I wonder how can this last. The birds in the air, the green in the grass. I got a lot of problems all up in my head. Not much fun trying to solve them, 'cause we're almost dead. Breathe, 'cause the world tries to suffocate me, and when everything goes to hell, I guess you should save yourself.
Any time, any place, yeah, it's nice to see your face. And it's true that I could want you in the most obnoxious way.
Just know that I know that every day I think of you.
You seem to have front-loaded the show with the heavier stuff tonight, haven't we? That one's Mayday Parade, Think of You, from their What It Means to Fall Apart album in 2021. They got their start way back, 2006. Well, 2006 is not way back. Produced their first EP, Unsigned, and they just took it around the Warped Tour in the US and sold copies to people in line. 10,000 copies later, they managed to find themselves a record company, and now we've got 7 albums from them. So yeah, check out some of their stuff. And the Muffs before that one, out of LA in California. It's called Honeymoon. They've been around for a little bit longer, back to 1991. Got some Saves the Day up for you next, from 98, from the Can't Slow Down album. This song is called Obsolete, and the text lines are still open for half hour or so. So send me a message if you're enjoying something. 0418897897. But check this one out, 89.7 FM.
Cause I can't give up now. So sad.
It's a Sydney band called Yes, I'm Leaving. The song's called Funny. It's from their slow release album in 2014. Maybe it's more correct to say that we middle-loaded the light stuff. We'll see how we go. Neck Deep before that one. Off their new self-title released earlier this year. The song's called Go Outside. I recommend you check that one out if you enjoyed Go Outside. It's a really cool album. Probably got my favorite pop-punk track of the year so far on that as well. But moving on, no, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to go to the break. We're going to come back with some Hot Milk from their album last year. You're on 89.7 FM. This is Shades of Punk.
The Community File.
If you see a wandering dog, someone dumping rubbish or vehicles parking illegally, the City of Stirling Rangers can help. To report, call the City's contact centre on 9205 855.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Make sure you check out the City of Wanneroo's Beach to Bush Arts Festival, which kicks off on the 27th of May. Activating local spaces from Two Rocks to Garraween, this engaging festival will feature a smorgasbord of art, including performances, photography, and craft. To find out what's on near you and other free events, head to wanneroo.wa.gov.au/feature-events.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Yeah.
around like it was the end of the world. She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, man, let her go. Because in the end she didn't turn out to be much of a girl. Stay on that, don't think, before you start to blink. You're number one will lock through the door and won't play. You're back in the game again. You're gonna win it in the end. Disconnect the dots. Disconnect the dots to be on your way.
Watch you out of course, so secure, so sure. Looking out the mountain, didn't see the detour. The audio, I feel something of a sort. Disconnect the dots, man, the ball's in court. Get yourself shaped, put on your best. Half the world shook, will heal you in a care. So dive right in, don't forget to swim. You're back in the game.
Illinois in the US. That's Wilmette from their latest album, Hyperfocus, that was released last year. Everybody Wants Me Dead is the song. And Smash Mouth before that one from their 97 album, Fushu Mang, called Disconnect the Dots. And as I mentioned just before the break, Hot Milk, after the sponsored messages there, the song's called Bloodstream from their excellent album, A Call to the Void, 2023, that one. Playing some recent albums, but some really good ones on tonight's show. If you are listening and taking notes. Hopefully I'm giving you a good lot of stuff to check out. Speaking of Smash Mouth and their sort of ska punk style, I've got some Lesson Jake up for you next. The song's called Look What Happened from their Anthem album in 2003, and then some new stuff from Green Day from their album earlier this year. You're on 89.7 FM, this is Shades of Punk.
And I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try, and we'll walk in circles around this whole block, walk on the cracks on the same old sidewalks, and we'll talk about leaving town. Yeah, we'll talk about leaving. I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try.
You cannot deny. You won't be laughing when I'm making you cry. Cause, oh, I hear the please get louder. You son of a bitch, you're gonna beg and cower. We'll be right back. you cannot deny. You won't be laughing when I'm making you cry. Cause oh, I hear the blues get louder. You son of a bitch, you're gonna bang.
That's off Green Day's new one, Saviors, from earlier this year. It's a song about revenge and making someone pay for their actions. The song's called One-Eyed Bastard. And I mentioned Lesson Jake, didn't I, already? Okay, I'm just about out of here. I'm nearly out of time. I've got one more track for you to go, but I hope you enjoyed Shades of Punk again this evening. I shall be back next Thursday, 8 till 10 p.m., and I haven't got anything particular planned just yet, but I'm sure I'll find another few dozen awesome punk tracks to share with you, find some new stuff to play, and we'll leave it at that. I hope that you have a great night and a fantastic weekend. Hopefully, as I mentioned at the top of the show, you've made it a long one, and you get the Friday off as well. So that we'll leave it there. Let's talk about a Pennywise. That's where I'm going to leave you. Song is called Killing Time. It's from 1995. The album's called About Time. The song's called Killing Time. And it's super appropriate because I'm trying to fill another 20 seconds so I can play it and finish up at 10 o'clock. So I will mention again, I mentioned my show. Let's mention some of the other cool shows. I think all of the evening ones across the week are fantastic. Shredheads is great. Kim Before Me is fantastic with Best of Oz. We've got The Goats on Tuesday night, 8 till 10 as well. Fantastic show. Lee had me on last week, 6 to 8, 90 Spin, and the follow-up, One Step Beyond, with with Dave Elliott. And, just on that note, Dave's also got a show Tuesday night with his son Connor as well, Half a World Away. That's a fantastic one too. And then we get some stuff from DJ Sassy on Friday night, 8 till 10. So check that out as well. But yeah, I managed to fill the time. I will see you next week. Have a good night, and I'll leave you with Pennywise, Killing Time, 89.7 FM.